Speak your mind. 888-808-1019. Powered by AT&T Business.
Wakanda. Welcome.
The Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. And tonight's Casamigos Big Shot has to go to the big purple blob, Grimace. Nah, I'm not going to do that. It's Brandon Nimmo. Honorable mention to Grimace because he's the reason this is all him. But Nimmo goes out there tonight. Three hits, four ribbies. He homered. From the two spot, I mean, looking at this lineup with Lindor leading off with four hits today, Nimmo coming through with three hits, Alonso, I mean, I won't skip over Martinez, one little knock, finally guys picking him up, Alonso, three hits, two ribbies, something has happened at the top of the order, you're getting what you want out of these guys that you're paying, and it's a happy day, a happy week of wins for LGG. Let's go Grimets. LGYM. Let's go Yankee Mets. Something's changed. A few things changed. But Grimace is the change. Casamigos Big Shot of the Night. Brandon Nimmo. And we'll pour out a little bit for Grimace. Undefeated since Grimace touched the mound throughout first pitch. You can hate on it. You can discredit it. It's a thing. It happened. It's real. Still on. They haven't lost. So even when they do lose, if they don't sweep the Rangers, whatever. This is the Grimace era of the New York Mets, and you need something to latch on to. Man, I can't. I'm sorry. I'm a hater. I can't watch the city of Boston right now celebrate this championship. All those clowns already out in the streets. They're like surrounding an ambulance. Like you already know they're going to turn up tonight. Good. I'm glad it's on a Monday night and not that what they thought they were going to have Friday. When the Red Sox made the first pitch 6:30 and Mother Nature said, no party for you tonight. We'll make it 7:40 and the Dallas Mavericks are going to win a game. I'm just a hater, bro. I'm just a hater. 18 championships. They have the most in NBA history. They had the camera on Jason Tatum, who wouldn't be a Celtic if the Brooklyn Nets didn't trade those picks. And I don't know. It's just, I just can't stand Boston, specifically the Celtics. And, you know, their fans get to celebrate another parade. There should have been some way to block Drew Holiday from going to that team. Kristaps Porzingis is a champion. Drew Holiday is a two-time champion. Now Tatum and Brown, Jaylen Brown, who said they were going to win four or five championships, not one, not two, pulled the LeBron. They finally get their chip. And I was just talking to Marco about it, and Marco's like, they didn't really face anybody. And, hey, he's right as far as, like, you didn't face anybody with healthy starting five, healthy bench like you have. You Knicks fans can tell yourself to sleep better at night that you wouldn't have been able to beat them. I don't even care. And I'll go ahead and say it. It sounds good in theory. Oh, well, if the Knicks, yeah, we'll never know. But in my mind, there's no way you would have beat the Celtics in seven games, even if you had everybody healthy. Jalen Brunson would have had to been dropping 45, but we'll never know. It's not even worth talking about. The Boston Celtics are the champions. They just won the NBA Finals. They will hang up another banner. They will have another parade in Beantown. They're title towns, the city of champions. It is what it is. 888-808-1019. Save us, Yankees. You're our only hope. Dan is in Chappaqua. Dan, you're on the Fan.
How you doing, Keith? I'm your 83-year-old Yankee fan. I wanted to tack on to Father's Day. Give you a good Father's Day.
Okay.
But what my claim to fame is that I taught my father the game of baseball. So that's a little unusual. It came about because we escaped from Europe in 1941, and I was the youngest. So my older brothers were Yankee fans, but by the time they got going a couple of years, they were in high school, and they left their Yankee fandom behind. So it was left to me to explain the game to my father.
Good, and, good on you. And is your dad a fan? Your dad took to the game. You guys get to see some.
No.
Later?
He's long gone. And I'm 83, so he would be 123, 124 now.
But back then, did you go to see some games? Did he take on to the sport? Or
yeah. We my older brother took us to our first Yankee game in 52 with Mickey was in right field. So that was great. And he became his biggest fan. His biggest ball player was Yogi. He became a Yogi fan for life, basically. So that was great. As far as the way the Yankees are playing this year, the big difference between last year and this year is they have the roster depth that they can overcome the blips that happen. And they're, you know, even if they lose a couple of games, they can come back from that. Last year they couldn't do that at all because they had the injuries and they couldn't overcome it.
Yeah, you're 100% correct, and we watched it, and I think they learned from it. Dan, thanks for the call and the story and all that, and yeah, a thought that I had. My son is starting to recognize the Yankee logo. Like, I mean, in my house, it's everywhere. But he's starting to put two together. And he can say Yankees. He can't really say Yankees. He can say, like, Yankees. Like, he can kind of put it together. But, like, he's got a little Yankee helmet. I have these Nike slides with the Yankee logo that I wear. His towel under his high chair is a Yankee towel. I have so much Yankee merch in my house. He's starting to put it together, and man, I don't know if he's gonna like baseball. I don't know if he's gonna be a Yankee fan. He's got to wear the Yankee uniform and the Yankee stuff, and he can't wear anything else around me. One's on the clock. That's a wish. I mean, I wish for him to be a Yankee fan like his dad, but I'm not gonna force feed it. I'm not gonna make him. But if he does, I am so looking forward to going back to the beginning. And, like, going through all the years, because it's only going to help me. I'll brush up on history, and I'll brush up on my Yankees knowledge, and I'll teach my young son, and he'll be way smarter than me. He'll know so much more than I knew, because
I taught
myself.
These are my Mets.
Yeah, I don't hate the Mets. These are my Mets more than any other years in my life. I've said that. I didn't grow up watching Mets games. I grew up skipping over SNY, not even for a second. I didn't want to see the blue and orange. It was right next to Yes Network or ESPN. I'm skipping over it. I never watched the Mets. Never wanted to go to the game. It wasn't for me. But these Mets, these last couple years being on the fan, I've been forced to watch them and know about them and be able to talk about them. And I might not be the greatest talking about them, but I do the job. We all have things that we have to do at work that we don't want to do. But anyway,
Uncle Paul is going to make sure Jacko is a Mets fan.
Nah, it's impossible, bro. Like,
no, we had the connection at DJ's, man. We were vibing, dude.
Yeah, he definitely liked you out of everybody at DJ's. I think it's the voice. He's a voice guy. I think he liked your voice compared to everybody else. He probably noticed that he's like, this guy's still young at heart. There's still some kid in this guy.
I have a natural immaturity, that's for sure. It's natural.
But there's no way he'll be a Mets fan. It just won't work out. It'll never, like, it just won't go very far. Like, it's just not going to happen. The access I have now, I don't know, man. I'm blessed. Like, by the time, I haven't brought my son to Yankee Stadium yet. I'm trying to figure out how to just bring him to a suite. I mean, I can figure it out. I just don't want to, he's too wild. Like, he's just wild. And, like, he doesn't sit still. He's not a cuddler. Like, you know, my wife went to, you know, link up with some family friends and saw her cousin's baby. And she said, yeah, he doesn't make a sound. He doesn't move. He's the opposite of Jack. I'm like, I have a wild one. I guess it came from me. Like, this kid doesn't sit. He's not a cuddler. You can't hold him. You can't hug him. You can't sit on the couch. And, like, he's always moving and he's always screaming. And I just can't imagine where to bring him in Yankee Stadium besides a suite that, like, it'll be a controlled environment because there's no way I'm going to be able to watch the game with him sitting on my lap. He's not going to sit on my lap. He doesn't sit on laps. He's not that type. kids. Yeah, this is what fatherhood is like. Happy Father's Day. Something I was going through yesterday, I'm like, bruh, I don't tell anybody when my birthday is to avoid all the texts and DMs. Christmas, I usually just turn my phone off, turn it into a brick, and chuck it on the bed or into the corner or whatever. Christmas, I think, is one of the only times I can turn my phone off and just, like, leave me alone. Father's Day, I'm like, from like 7 a.m. on to 7 p.m. and even into the next day, I'm like, the Father's Day texts and DMs, do we have to? And then today, the belated Father's Day, you don't have to. I'm not going to text you. You don't have to text me. And I will never hold it against you. I promise. Let's go to San Francisco and talk to Rich. Rich, you're on the Fan.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Can I criticize you? But I like you, but can I, from an outside, I'm not in New York. I've been there. My late mother was from Brooklyn.
Of course you can. Rest in peace to okay. your mother. Sorry to hear about that. Of course you can criticize me.
All right.
We all get criticized on air, off air. This is part of being in the public eye.
Of course. I know that. Okay. Got three things. I listen to you. You're compelling, and I think you're really good. Okay, so get to the point you're probably thinking. All right. So, and you didn't do it on purpose, but you kept saying the girls of the WNBA. Now, they're young women. I mean, you know, just a point. And I'm not trying to be, you know.
I'm 36. They're young girls to me. I think Caitlin Clark, if I ran into her, I think she's a young girl. But I should say women out of respect.
Now, I'm not trying to bust your chops or
anything
like
right.
that.
You're right. And this comes from me not covering the WNBA and not watching. I look at these young girls that just came out of college, Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. They're girls to me. They're little girls to me.
But
they're women. They're grown women. They're professionals, and they deserve the respect to be called women. You're correct, sir.
Okay, I'm not trying to bust your chops. I'm just saying they are. When you say girls, and number two, I want to talk about the Yankees. But before that, you said you've never gotten into, and I couldn't get into the WNBA. If, you know, I watched, and I couldn't believe it. I caught it's a hell of a game. They're getting ratings. Talk about ratings. They're getting better numbers than the men's game, and I thought that's a hell of a lot. Believe me, I know where you're coming from. I tried to watch it.
I'm not knocking it. I'm all for the success, the ratings, the money, and more people getting into it. When the Liberty were here in the finals, I probably talked about the New York Liberty being in the finals more than anybody on the Fan. I had people come in as guests to interview, and I tried to give them the light as being a team close to winning a championship in New York. Me personally, though, I love the game of baseball. I love watching baseball. I can watch Little League baseball to Major League baseball. And if it's a matter of sitting down to watch a WNBA game over my own team, the Yankees, there's a 0% chance. If it's,
but Keith, that's two different sports. I know they play during the same vibe, but you don't mean to tell me you're at home with your kid. Yankees
when I'm flipping through the channels, I got the MLB.TV package. There's no WNBA game.
But how can you rip the game if you said you never watched a game?
I didn't rip the game. How did I rip the game?
How can you rip it? Well, no, you're right. I made a mistake. How can you criticize when you don't even watch a game?
I didn't criticize anyone. I'm saying I don't. I'm not. I shouldn't be the one speaking on it. I shouldn't be the one.
You just don't like the game. You don't want to watch. You're not a fan of the dead. That's cool.
I get that Caitlin Clark is awesome, but she's not the type of awesome that has made me say, I got to see this.
Well, you don't think she could play in the NFL?
Hell no.
What do you mean, hell no?
Hell no. Thanks for the call, Rich. Now you're going too far. She could barely play in the WNBA. Can she play in the NBA? That's how I know y'all don't hoop. She can't come down the street when I get this hernia together. She can't come down the street and play in Battery Park. She can't play on Westport. Like, no. The men's game versus the women's game? You guys there's all this news about Caitlin Clark being beat up in the women's league. You think she can play in the, like, that's how I know it's gone too far. That's how I know it's gone too far. I feel for this young woman. I feel for her that her name, like, grown men are suggesting that she could play in the NBA. Stop. Just stop, man. Let her continue to develop as a rookie in the Women's National Basketball Association. Let her continue to bring eyes and ears and attention to that league that so desperately needed it. Like, they needed it. What do you think Kobe was on a mission to do? Kobe was on a mission to help build up the W, knowing that his daughter one day would be there. Didn't get the opportunity. Kyrie just got eliminated, but he has gone above and beyond. They weren't all flying on private planes, and they weren't flying on charter. Like, Kyrie was taking care of a lot of the women in the WNBA, lobbying for them. I haven't criticized the league once. I'm letting you know that as a radio host and as a sports fan, I'm not well versed in the league enough to give you opinions on, like, you know, what Angel Reese did. I don't know. I don't know what her style of play is. I know Caitlin Clark can shoot, and I heard that she developed some skills to pass, because, I mean, if you're a shooter and you start getting double teamed, you're probably going to learn how to give up the ball. But I'm not, and I'm just not in a place where I can tell you, well, this is why Caitlin Clark is this and this and this. None of us can avoid the conversation. What I said about it, again, forget the caller who asked for my thoughts on it. I said, I just hate that it's so divisive. I hate that the conversation has to turn to race and sexuality and sexual preference. And it can't just be about, hey, she's a rookie in the league and these women help build the league. And even though she's bringing all of this attention and light to the league, they're not going to take it easy on her. 888-808-1019. And, you know, I don't really want to talk about it either. But, like, the only thing left for Caitlin Clark to do is dominate. And she can't do that on her own. She's going to need some teammates to set screens for her. She's going to need some teammates to pass her the ball. She's going to need some other teammates to score so she can get open. And the Indiana Fever, their number one priority should be, hey, we have this. Who someone even called earlier, the first person to mention Caitlin Clark to me, was like, she's the best women's basketball player of all time. Come on. She's the best women's college basketball player of all time. It hasn't translated to the NBA yet, the WNBA yet. So we got to pump our brakes with all that. And I think that has more to do with the fact that she's white and that she has a boyfriend and that she's from Iowa and that she's got all these endorsements or whatever. I think it's more so that there are women in the league that are like, I've been in this league 10 years. I have championships. I have MVPs. I have all-stars. I have this, this, and that. And, like, we're not going to bow down to you because you've come in with this. You got to earn it. And, you know, everything in life should be that way. You have to earn it. Keith McPherson on the Fan, still earning it. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
When this happened, you talked about it on the Fan.
A high pop-up. He's going to do it. At shortstop, Jeter. Jeter on the outfield grass makes the catch. The Yankees win. The Yankees win. And Doc Gooden pitches a no-hitter.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Thanks for holding. We're back. Keith McPherson on the Fan. This is my last half hour, Les. The Mets win. The Celtics win the NBA championship. The Yankees are off. And so you're saying there's a chance the Mets are one game out of a wild card spot. You got to believe. You got to believe in something. Whatever it is, it's working. And I believe that there were plenty of nights where I said, listen, it's baseball. The Mets got to sweep a team. The Mets got to go on a win streak. That's W6. They're the hottest team in baseball. Who's got a better win streak right now? Nobody. It is what it is. Ross is in Bergen County. Ross, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. How's it going, man?
It's going all right. I couldn't stand to watch. Jaylen Brown's about to win the MVP. I seen Adam Silver's doofy head pop up. Like, isn't this splendid? The Boston Celtics, 18th championship, the most in league history. I had to change the channel. I'm disgusted.
I mean, who has it worse than us, man? I mean, I see that line trending around on Twitter. I mean, you brought up Boston. It seems like, dude, I saw this trend on Twitter, so because I'm big on sports Twitter. I saw this trend going around of, like, list your championships by team. Every single city or market, and even us here, I just happen to pick the two losers, you know, Giants, Yankees. I happen to go separate ways. But every other market, dude, has a saving grace. You want to talk about Philly, you know, Flyers haven't won a cup in years. You know, Phillies, they choke from time to time. They got the Eagles in 17. Yep. You want to talk about Yep, Toronto Maple Leafs haven't won a cup since '67. They got the Kawhi
the
Leonard. DeMar was the was the sacrificial lamb. The you got the Lakers, COVID. You know the Rams, Kings, everybody out in L.A. Hell, I think the only city that, the only other city we're in the same boat as is Minnesota, and I happen to pick their football team. So I mean, it's just off. You see Boston every other year they got a parade. I think you know what, they're going to need that end some, dude. They are hopeless, but you know I got 5 more months to ponder on them. But listen, man, you know, look at Boston's parade, and we're about to see. You know, Miami's about to get another one. They just had the Heat. They went through that. I call it a dynasty. Bosh and Wade and all that. They're about to get one with Florida. So, and real quick, you got to be sick if you're Marcus Smart and Jonathan Huberdeau is the guy that got traded for Tkachuk. You spent all these years with the Celtics and Panthers, respectively. The second both of them leave those teams, they go on to win it all without
them. Grant Williams, too. I don't know. They showed Grant Williams was back in the building tonight. I'm
Grant Williams played for both of them. Yeah, you remember I'm gonna make both at the line, and he missed both of them. I think that was his last day with Boston.
Yep.
Oh my God, dude, the jokes write themselves. Speaking of jokes writing themselves, how about Grimace saving the Mets season?
The Grimace.
You know, George Santos couldn't do it. Donnie Baseball couldn't do it. The rally pony in the dugout couldn't do it.
The most unlikely of heroes. The Mets let anybody throw out first pitch. They literally have anybody throw out the first pitch. Who would have known that this purple, powerful being would activate the 7-line purple in the City Connect jerseys and they would go on to win six in a row?
I'm glad you brought the City Connect jerseys because I'm 99% sure I brought it to you, brought it up on the air, but I have a tweet as a receipt. Some guy I know on Twitter, he tweeted about like he was debating between buying Ranger tickets or the City Connect when they announced it. Remember they put out that promotional video?
Mm-hmm.
They like the if you know, you know or something. And I replied to the guy. I said, just buy the tickets. Don't waste your time on these glow-in-the-dark Grimace-looking jerseys. It was like, you know, I almost saw the sign, dude.
You could have said Barney. You could have went so many ways with the purple, and you said Grimace-looking jerseys.
You know what? I think I had Vogel back on my mind. And you know, I see Grimace all of a sudden. He comes back. He gets DFA'd by Toronto, and here he comes
Grimace,
back.
Grimace, a.k.a. Purple Vogel back.
Oh, my God. You can't make it up, man. And, you know, if you want to segue into what could have been at that deadline, how about if they had J.D. Martinez 2 years ago? What could have been of that season?
Oh, yeah.
I
was saying that, too, on the fan, but nobody will remember that. I'm like, J.D. Martinez, he went to the Dodgers, but I'm like, you got all this money. Go fix your issue at DH. Go get J.D. Martinez. Maybe they tried to get him.
It took 3 years.
Yeah, maybe they tried to get
him. It took 3 years, dude. For a while, we were the only team that didn't benefit from DH. And this, if we're being honest, we've had some notorious good hitting pitchers in the years. You know, Steven Matz, he was like 3-for-4 in his debut. You know, DeGrom, he got a base hit from time to time. Same with Syndergaard. And the second the DH came, we had automatic outs. You know, Vogelback, Ruff, before that, you had Dom Smith, Davis. I mean, dude, it was just a never-ending revolving door. You want to talk about what we have at third base now? You had a legitimate spot where it was meant to be if you had a great hitter that you couldn't fit in your lineup, and they still found a way to screw that up. And it only took until bringing this guy who, listen, he's going to be a one and done. I mean, even if they do go on a miracle run and make the playoffs, you know, with the age and everything, he's not in the big picture. And you brought up the quote before, too. I don't think it gets enough credit. In fact, I think when it first came out, he got knocked for it when he was saying, like, we're essentially losers and anything we do, like, no pressure's on us, just go out there and play baseball. Dude, that's the way you got to look at it.
Yeah.
If you're going to, you know, trick yourself into thinking you're a team that you're not,
there's no pressure.
You know, you're just prone for disaster.
The pressure's on everybody else not to lose to the Mets. Ross, thanks for the call. That was a hell of a quote that got leaked from the team meeting. So much has come out from that team meeting. A lot of times teams have meetings and nothing changes. But I guess J.D. Martinez spoke. Obviously, Lindor spoke. Lindor can't change his hairstyle. Since he went to London, he's had the cornrows straight back. Obviously, with the blonde highlights, he's got the fade, he's got the part. He's got a lot going on that head of his with his hair, but it's working. I just saw, all right, so my Casamigos big shot of the night was Brandon Nimmo. Steve Gelbs just interviewed him as, like, the player of the game. We got the audio. Paulie just went to grab it. Let's hear what Steve Gelbs had to ask Brandon Nimmo about tonight's game and the win streak with your New York Grimettes.
Brandon, you're always very articulate, but I want you to be very thoughtful about this next answer. How much credit do you guys give to Grimace for this recent streak?
I mean, hey, you know, I don't know about coincidences, so, I mean, he definitely correlates with us, you know, going on this run. And, you know, if that's what you want to attribute it to, then I'm all for it. Whatever it is, let's keep it going. I'm all for it.
You didn't expect that one, did you?
No, I didn't. I love that. That was a great serious run into it. I thought I was getting a real serious question there, but no, I think it's great. You know, whatever. Like we even said, you know, when we're having the team meeting, like, you know, we need to have fun. You know, we need to come out here. We need to have fun. We need to be accountable to each other. But first and foremost, you know, we all grew up with this being a kid's game, and so I think that's a lot of fun. You know, adding Grimace to this, so I'm all for it.
Brandon, thanks. Yeah.
It's about having fun. But I know there's a bunch of fun police. I know there's a bunch of killjoys, buzz kills, Debbie Downers, negative Nancys that are like, if Grimace has nothing to do with it, I'm tired of Grimace. Well, listen, like, one of your highest paid players, a guy that's been through all these different iterations of the Mets, they ask him the question, he breaks out into laughter because it's fun. He alludes to the fact that we all started playing this game as kids. It's a kid's game. When you're a kid, that's when you learn about McDonald's, the play place, Ronald McDonald and his crew featuring Grimace. It's lighthearted, it's fun, and he just said, I don't believe in coincidences. You need something to believe in. There it is.
It's fun for them, but it's not fun for the fans who pay their salaries. That's
what?
The difference.
What are you talking about?
It's not fun for us dealing with that.
It is. People are making Grimace City Connect uniforms.
Prior to that. I'm saying prior
the rally
to that.
Pimp, the rally pimp is gone. No more rally pimp. You guys don't even talk about the rally pimp
anymore. I know. We're not going to talk about Grimace in a month. Well, it's cyclical. It's the same thing is going to happen. We're not going to be talking about Grimace in a month. And the fact that they had to have a team meeting to figure out that they were playing so poorly that they should be like, you know what? We suck right now, so why don't we just have fun while we're sucking and we'll see what happens. Yeah, I mean, that's their mindset. Yeah. That is their mindset.
Yeah, because they're putting too much pressure on themselves because this is New York. This is Steve Cohen. He's the richest owner in the sport. This is David Stern's first year. They're expected to do something here.
It wasn't pressure. They were playing awful. There's a difference. People confuse
and the
pressure.
Bullpen was blowing games.
Pressure and poor play are two separate things, right? There was
and
no
the
pressure.
Guys that you were expecting to hit were completely missing in action.
Yes, 1,000% agree. There's no pressure when it comes to those things, though. Like,
how do you know? These guys are pro ball players. They play the hardest. Like, it's so hard to hit that baseball. It's so hard to go out there and consistently be good. It's a game of failure. The pressure that they have is the fact that this is a collection of guys expected to compete in New York and not be the LOL Mets, the same old Mets. We got to be different. And now they are different because they've removed that pressure since Grimace got on the mound. They said, you know, this is a kid's game. Grimace is a kid's character. Let's
because
have
of a purple blob from McDonald's.
Whatever, bro. Like, that's the thing. You never see it coming. You don't know what it's going to be. You know, I said about the whole dogs thing. I'm like, I literally saw Aaron Judge's mom and his wife in the airport in Tampa coming back from spring training when I was coming out. And I pretty much knew what they looked like, but the identifier was the dogs. Gus, and I forget the other dog. I'm like, they were bringing the dogs from Tampa back up to New York. I should have known right there. This was going to be the year of the dogs. The New York Yankees are a bunch of dogs. You don't see these things coming, but they become a thing. Young Ari in Lakewood on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Thanks. But Mauricio, if he makes the starting pitching for the All-Star game, will Aaron Boone let him play?
Absolutely, 1,000%. You let that young man go live that dream. Like Garrett Cole just said last year when I was out there that this was something on the bucket list. This was something that he gets to check off. He says the last thing to do is to start in the World Series, win a World Series. But, I mean, this is so rare that you actually have the first type of half that this kid has. He could go on to be an ace multiple years and never do this again. You do not take the opportunity away from him to save his arm for later. You let him go out there and pitch. He's going to pitch an inning and be done.
And Ben Rice, do you think he has a chance of being brought up anytime soon?
Uncle Ben Rice, I just don't think they're going to rush him. I don't think that this Rizzo injury is going to be the push the Ben Rice button, because I think that kid is a lock to not be traded. I think he's a untouchable. I don't think he's getting traded at this deadline. People are going to ask for him. I think that the Yankees are trying to set him up to be the left-handed first baseman for years to come.
Okay, thanks for dealing with Colkies.
Yeah, no problem. Appreciate you. 888-808-1019. Yeah, it's one thing to not let guys do the home run derby or be like, hey, take it easy. No need to do that. Letting this kid go and pitch in the All-Star game representing for the New York Yankees to have the American League starting pitcher in the All-Star game back-to-back years and it not be Gerrit Cole back-to-back, that's awesome. I don't think that they would stop him from getting to live out that dream. And like I said, it's one inning. And Gerrit Cole last year, I think I was on either train or flying back and missed it. I was watching on the phone. I think I was on the plane. Gerrit Cole, he had an easy first inning. And I think we all made jokes about, oh, yeah, that's Gerrit Cole pitching with actual professional outfielders behind him. I think like a Rosarena made a play, and I forget who else made a play. I forget who the starting outfield was for the American League. But, yeah, it didn't hurt Gerrit Cole any. It's not going to hurt Luis Gil. It's not going to hurt Luis Gil. And Ben Rice, I'm sure you guys all know that name. Shout out to my guy Frank Luna being on the early adopters, bringing Ben Rice already to the Jersey Shore so the kids can meet him and get to know him. Give it a couple years before Ben Rice is a star in the league for your New York Yankees. I don't think it's a couple weeks or months here. I don't think that he's coming in because of Rizzo. It wouldn't be the move. You put DJ there, and I think now Peraza, who has experience at the major league level, here you go, kid. Now's your opportunity to come up. And hey, if you hit right away, there's possibilities for you. Volpe's at shortstop. You lost that job, but there's a job available at second base or at third base, definitely. But at second base, potentially, why can't it happen? Well, let's go. I'm rooting for Oswald Peraza. Let's go, young man. This time, this is the right time. Okay, this is the right time for you to call if you want to be on the show. I've got 13 minutes left. Let's take a break, pay some bills, play some other sounds, and then you'll hear the sound of my voice again right after this.
We know what we think. What do you think? Call the Fan, 888-808-1019. Powered by AT&T Business.
New York City, the concrete jungle where dreams are made of, something like that. My mom sent me a clip of Jay-Z and Alicia Keys performing this last night on the Tony Awards. I missed it. I was asleep. I'm telling you, as soon as that Yankee game wasn't going my way, I'm like, I'm out of here, bros. I'm out. I wake up in the morning like, I'll see it. I don't need to continue to stay up and watch. Anyway, back to the Yankee calls. C-Mac is in there. He's getting ready to take your Yankee calls on Ben Rice, on can Judge play first base, who can we get for Gleyber Torres, Clay Holmes being a problem, got to get Mason Miller. He's ready to do the same song and dance. Let's go to Alex in Linden, New Jersey. Alex, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, Keith? Been a minute, bro. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. Thanks for checking in.
Hey, so I was up in Fenway this weekend. And the last time I was there was like 2018. So this is like a relaxed call. This is an Aaron Rodgers relaxed vibe because we were the villain over the weekend. Walking into that place, I felt like the Red Sox were giving us their best shot. Jared Duran's running around the bases like it's game 7 ALCS. The guy's, trying to steal every bag. So just, like this is a call, like tough weekend, tough week overall if you take out the Kansas City series. The Clay Holmes game, now looking back at it, man, I really wish he saved that game. But same vibes as what you just said. I checked out last night, second inning, after being up there all weekend. It just wasn't going our way this weekend. It just wasn't. Carlos Rodon, I called C-Mac last week. I've seen him start like 6 games this year, and he's never looked like that right off the bat. Like, he was lost. And just a quick call to you. First of all, just to say what's up. I'm going to be at the stadium tomorrow. I'm not sure if you're pulling up or not. But, it was just a tough weekend up there. Like, it just had that vibes of, like, the Red Sox are giving us.
Understandable.
Like,
it's baseball. It's wacky in the dimensions of Fenway. And like you said, the best part of what you said is they got the Red Sox best punch. Thanks for the call, Alex. I don't know if I'm going tomorrow. I would like to go tomorrow. I just I don't know. I can't go to every game like I used to. I think I have 14 games logged this season. I'm on pace to hit the 40 that I want. Got to pick up the pace a little bit here to get to 20 before the All-Star break. But I will, and I don't know. I think Wednesday I'm going to go and Friday I'm going to go. I just can't go multiple nights. I have responsibilities. Womp, womp, womp. Yeah, this is the gauntlet. You're going to get everybody's best shot. Whether it's the San Francisco Giants, the Minnesota Twins, the Kansas City Royals, whether it's the Dodgers and the Red Sox, who you lost series to back-to-back weekends, here comes the Orioles. You know you're going to get their best shot. Same with the Braves. Same with the Mets for the Citi Field Subway Series. You're going to get everybody's best shot. Let's go to Long Island. Junior's on Long Island. Junior, you're on the Fan.
Keith, how you doing? Good to talk to you again. Thanks for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
I'm actually going to bring a different point into it. Do you feel that we should worry? I know the Yankees have won 50 wins, personal wins, but I feel like we haven't won up against, like, the better teams. I know we beat Minnesota. We always beat Minnesota, Cleveland, all, but, you know, we fell short to
split
the Dodgers.
Split against the Mariners. Didn't have Juan Soto for the Dodgers series. We'll see here. If they lose two out of three to this Orioles series, then everybody's saying that the Yankees can't beat the Orioles. The Orioles are a better team. That's valid.
Yeah, I just feel like we got to take it to them. Take two out of three, make us Yankee fans just feel better about it when we're up against the better teams, you know, because these are the teams we're probably going to see in the playoffs, you know. So if we're really going to go for it this year with Juan Soto for the 1 year and we don't know what's going to happen after that, I kind of feel like, you know, I'd like to see us show more against these better teams. I know the Red Sox, they're 500. But they kind of took it to us a little bit, you know. They took it to us against some pretty good pitchers that he's been throwing well.
I think that the Yankees might have got, you know, after that first Alex Verdugo game where Verdugo just had a great homecoming, the Yankees might have rested a little bit. They might have sat back a bit, and they got. They got last night on the base paths. Sometimes you can just play down to your competition, and that's something that the Yankees can't do because, again, they're going to get everybody's best shot. Junior, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you.
Have a great night. Thank you.
No problem. I mean, I'm just not sweating it. And yes, you know, as Yankee fans, you can say, they haven't beat anybody yet. So what? We're talking about who they haven't beat in April, May, and June and trying to superimpose that on October. We are trying to skip all of the, like, it's a baseball season. They have to build towards being a champion. They have to go through adversity. They have to lose games. I know everybody says you got to lose to know how to win. They have to go through these experiences. I'd rather see them give up all those stolen bases on a Sunday night baseball game against the Red Sox than for that to happen in the ALDS, ALCS, or you know, they have to learn from these experiences. There are 162 of them. Let's go to San Diego and talk to Sean on the Fan in New York. Hello, Sean.
Hey, what's up, Keith? How are you doing?
All right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, this is one thing I got to say. I have zero interest in, like, the WNBA as such as yours, but it is pretty insulting that you have all these old timers calling in and having, like, hardcore takes on a league that you know that they never watch.
That's what I'm
like.
I'm saying I never watched it.
Man. Like, what the heck is going on here?
It's
really boring and insulting to the league.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
If you want to be into the league, then be into the league and know what the heck you're
talking
about.
Right, stop helicoptering in. Stop faking it. That's why I'm not coming in acting like I know what I'm 100%. Talking about. I don't watch. I never have. Caitlin Clark,
exactly.
Angel Reese, none of them are moving me. Not Sabrina, not Kelsey Plum. Not Aja Wilson. None of them are moving me to sit down and watch a game.
You don't even have to name drop. You only have to have the new girl that's getting beat up and everybody cares about it. And it's like, I don't care about that. She's a rookie. Just get beat up.
It's part
of
it. She's
going
to get beat up. She's going to have to earn her stripes.
I wonder why that is. And it's like, and then you turn it into like a cat fight.
We know, because that's why I said I hate that it's so divisive. Because people can pick a side. And say, oh, well, I'm going to fight for this side.
What is the side, though, Keith? What is the side? What is the
They
thought?
Are pitting white versus black. They are now pitting.
Exactly. Thank you. I wanted you to say that.
Yeah, I don't care.
Because they're pitting. And, you know, pulling up and they want to pretend that they're not on that side when we're on this side.
No, I'm not on any side. I'm on the side. Like, I don't watch the WNBA. I'm not your guy. I'm not your guy for the WNBA talk.
100%.
I never watched her play at Iowa. Thanks for the call, Sean. While everybody was hyping all that up, I remember one day I was scrolling through. I was like, why in the hell is Fox showing Iowa women's basketball on a Saturday? I forgot she was on the team. Chris is in Lynchburg, Virginia. Chris, you're on the Fan.
She finally
Congrats.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm ecstatic. Like I said, you know, I love talking. I love talking to your show, but it's just going to be a lot different now when I call because they won. So I'm just like, oh, geez, what do I talk about now? But
are you going up there for the parade? Enjoy your parade. You're a Long Island guy that is a Celtics fan. I guess you made the right choice.
Yeah. No, like I said, not to get sentimental here, but towards the end of the game, like I said, I got a little teary-eyed because I'm happy I finally saw them won. And then my dad is a big Celtics fan. He passed away a couple years ago, and I was just having a moment hoping that it
would. Good for you. That's the power of sports and fandom. And thanks for the call, Chris. Enjoy it. Enjoy winning. Enjoy it. I won't rain on your parade and your connection with your dad. And how amazing is it that as sports fans, we can latch onto a team no matter where we're from, no matter what age we are, what era. It doesn't matter. You can be a guy from Long Island that's a Mets fan but chooses the Boston Celtics as your basketball team, and you get to watch them win the championship, and it's amazing. It's been a long time for me. When the Yankees won the World Series, I wasn't crying. I was faded, boy. We partied till the sun came up. Should have went to the parade. Took it for granted. I'm like, oh, by the time I get a job in New York, Yankees will have 2-3 more parades. I'll go to the next one. Not that easy. Maybe this year. Maybe this is the year. C-Max coming up next. That's all the time I've got. I'll be on after the Yankee game the next two nights and Thursday, a 5-hour KM to AM. Nah, I don't know. We'll see how long it'll be. But thank you for listening. Stay tuned for C-Max. I'm out of here. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.